Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello and welcome to Throwback Thursday, July 20th, 2017. Steve Cypress here, throwing it back as we always do on Thursday, and it's dark and towards the end of the day here, a little after 8 o'clock. Just got back off the flight from 3 days on a business trip to Chicago, and man, did it bring back some memories. I lived there for 15 years. We got the heck out of town finally about a year and a half ago, and this is my first time back, and man, oh man. Well, first I'm going to share my rhino of the day, and the rhino of the day I'm sharing is this rhino postcard, which has double significance to today because, first of all, it is a postcard because I was away from home on a trip, and that's when you send postcards back home, and second of all, it is a postcard that I bought at the Lincoln Zoo in Chicago. So actually two rhinos, one on the front, one on the back. Much cooler one on the front. And, oh, there's two on the front. There's another rhino there in the background. So I got a bunch of these. So very cool. I got a bunch of them, and I don't think I've ever even mailed one to somebody. What is up with that? I should chastise myself on Direct Mail Monday for not doing that. But I digress. Throwback Thursday. So, you know, I apologize because in the hotel I was staying at, they had some obscure local Chicago area magazine for like a couple of North Shore suburbs, Lincolnwood and something else. And it was called like North Shore News or something. I never heard of it. I grabbed the thing and I'm so sorry I grabbed it as soon as I did. I'm like, wow, it is just so, all I can say is it's great to be out of there. So the throwback is to the 15 years I lived in Chicago. I can't imagine if it isn't the most corrupt, worst run, most criminal-run state in the country. I feel bad for whichever one is worse. Because I picked up that paper, I'm like, oh, look at this. You know, let's just get a flavor of what's going on here in Chicago. You know, there's the Wall Street Journal. Okay, that's good. USA Today, okay. I mean, they got crackpot views, but at least you can get, like, a national view of things. And I'm like, oh, let's get a little taste of Chicago. So sorry I did. And I apologize because I meant to show it here to be amazed, unless you live there and you get that, or you get the news every day there. I guess you're just used to it. I was for years. Didn't even realize how bad it is there. But apparently, I can't find it. I left it either in the airport, one of the two airports. Actually, I noticed on the plane that I didn't have. So I left it either in the Chicago airport or in a hotel or in the, you know, who knows where. But which subconsciously, you see, my mind was working subconsciously. It's like, get rid of that thing. I'm telling you, on the first 3-4 pages of this newspaper, which is all I could stomach, there were about 10 or 12 articles, at least 8 or 10 of them, all negative. There were like two that were like something going on in the news. The rest were, all, I mean, it was amazing, folks. If you don't live in the Chicago area, and if you live there, you're probably numb to it. But it was an article on the city of Chicago is going to go bankrupt, just a matter of time. The governor is up against something, and he's doing some underhand wheeling, dealing something. There was a chart with the graft and corruption of the Democrats in the state legislature and who's connected to whose brother got what juicy contract and who did this and what criminals are connected to which guys and the whole web. That was a whole thing. There was a thing about the Chicago public schools and how those teachers are way under par, but they're way over. They're some of the highest paid, but they're some of the worst test scores. There was two pages, full pages of lists of everyone in those two towns, Lincolnwood and some other town up there, that all pensions, the government pensions they're getting. It was either Lincolnwood schools, I think, or the city of Lincolnwood or the town of Lincolnwood. And it was how much they paid into pension fund and how much they're getting out. And I was like, this doesn't look bad. The top guy had paid in $110,000 and was getting back $83,000. I'm like, that doesn't look bad. And I looked a little more closely. He paid in through his time working for the state or the town or whatever, $110,000 total dollars into the fund. He's getting paid out $83,000 a year for life. I mean, this is why the state is, states can't go bankrupt. But if they could, that state's going bankrupt. Anyway, it was just negative, miserable, negative. Cabbies, both cabbies on the way to and from the airport to the conference and the hotel were incredibly negative about the corruption. Something, the first guy was like, Richard Daley, the former mayor, he owned a share of this airport shuttle. Now Rahm Emanuel has the super shuttle, something, so they're going to redo the contracts, and they're not going to allow airport shuttles in there, and it's going to mess it up for everybody and raise the price and this and that. That's all corruption because they're just lining his pocket. I'm like, how do you guys put up with this? You all know this is going on. You all know all the corruption. All these stories are in the paper every day, I'm sure, in every other paper, and it's all over the local news and whatever, I'm sure. And yet you keep reelecting these people, like Rahm Emanuel, like Michael, what's his name, Madden or whatever. Like, I can't pay attention. But so not a very positive, upbeat Throwback Thursday, is it? Except for the fact that I got the heck out of there and never looked back and couldn't be happier. And anyone that's there, I ask everybody, why are you still here? And they always give a disempowering, unempowering, anti-empowering statement, like as if you're a slave. Like, this is America. You're not a slave. They're like, well, it's always I'm stuck because. It's always outside themselves. You know, people love to, I should go to the comments. Oh, look at this. Ace, great seeing you. Jared Dog, you're still there, aren't you? Ace, you got the heck out of there. Ace is Michael Madigan. That's his name. Michael Madigan is a criminal and has gotten a stranglehold on the state for 30 years. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, I just said in the paper they detailed his crimes and whatever. Another one, there's 7,000-plus governmental entities in Illinois. 7,000? All that have employees and pensions at every level. No wonder they're going bankrupt. Welcome home to AZ. Thank you. And the Sun-Times is being dropped. I don't know what that means. Sun-Times is a Chicago paper. I don't know what dropped means. Are they going bankrupt? Are they dropping all of their advertisers off a cliff? I don't know what being dropped is, but whatever it is, doesn't sound good. And Jerdog says, imagine that, probably to something I said about how crappy the state is. But here's the bottom line. I'll just close with this. Is this, folks, especially small business owners, you have freedom. You can sell your business. You can get someone to run it, check in from afar, start in another location somewhere better, which in other words means anywhere. But I hear all those stuck statements. Well, you know, my kids are here, my family's here, my parents are like, you know, plane ride was 3 hours and 4 minutes. I got on the flight, which was delayed because of storms happening in Chicago like crazy, and storms here, I don't know what's going on, it was delayed. So I'm getting on, I said, I got to call my beautiful wife, Michelle, when to pick me up here. You know, what time is flight landing? And stewardess, whatever she's called, the attendant is like, we don't know yet. Finally, the pilot's like, it's 3-hour, 4-minute flight bubble. 3 or 4 minutes. What's with this? My family is there. I'm stuck. They're 3 hours away, dude. Like, how often do you see them now? Once a month? How often? Thanksgiving? Christmas? Like, get the heck out of there. And especially anyone who's a producer, because that state is more and more just becoming all takers. So if you're a small business owner and you're a producer, you are getting screwed every which way. You're overtaxed. You're overregulated. It's a toxic environment to do business with it when everyone's miserable and negative. It's not like a lot of people got a lot of money to spend when the whole state's going broke and everyone's all this uncertainty about whether I'm ever gonna, what's happening, everyone's moving out. Like, it's not a great environment for a business owner, but you know, they're not gonna stop raising taxes. They just did. They just passed a new budget and they're raising taxes again. So if you're a taker, you don't pay taxes, you just get welfare and whatever, and all these pensions, right? I guess you're happy, stay there. But, you know, if you're a small business owner or a big business, if you're any business owner, get the heck out of there. Come on now and stop with the excuses. You're not a slave. You're not stuck. You don't have to stay there. You don't have to do anything. Scrambles, get the heck out. Come here. Okay, come here for a week, in fact. Hang out by my pool. Hang out. We got a guest room. And you'll see that even though it's 100 and whatever the heck degrees every day here in the summer, it's still so fantastic to be here compared to those 3 toxic days in Chicago. Somebody was asking me, like, you know, how's it feel to be in Chicago? I was like, you know, I'm at the airport. I'm at an airport hotel for this 3-day thing. It could be any city. I don't even know where I am until I picked up that paper, talked to the cab drivers, talked to the restaurant workers, talked to the hotel security guy. Anyone you talk to, they're all miserable. And all the news is how crappy the city is and how crappy the state is. And we weren't even talking about the fact it's the murder capital of the country. probably of the free world, for crying out loud. So we weren't even talking about that. We're just talking about financially. It's a mess. So it's a mess. That's Throwback Thursday. Got a couple more here. Ace is saying, more than any other state. I should have looked at it when whatever comment I made that was an answer to. And then he said, yes. Here we go. The Tribune bought the Sun-Times. So there's two major papers in Chicago. One bought the other one and decided they couldn't possibly keep it going. Of course not. I mean, it's not why anyone buys something. They merge it. So Chicago, which should, go down to one paper. It's not. Sorry. You know, here's the deal, though. On the flight in, the plane, we're coming from the Southwest, but it was very cool. The pilot went east and went over the lake a little bit so you could turn back and come into O'Hare from the east. So we went right over Chicago. And it brought back the memories of when I first arrived in Chicago in 2001 and said, like, what a cool city. It was a world-class city. All kinds of cool things to do. On the outside, till you see this underbelly and you talk to the people that are there, and it's just a shame they have destroyed what was a world-class city. No longer is. So two newspapers, no, you're not a world-class city anymore. You get one paper. And so I'm sure that one was liberal and one was conservative, and whichever one bought the other one out, which the Tribune, I think, if I remember right, that's the liberal one. And so they bought out the conservative one and said, oh, what do you know? We're actually not going to keep it going. Of course not. So now the only paper they're even going to read is how the criminal liberal politicians that run the city, I don't ever think there's even a conservative runs for office in Chicago, so they've destroyed the city. But the papers, I'm sure, are just going to say great things about them or whatever. Ace says, my grandfather worked at the Sun-Times for 42 years. It's sad. My family is all there, too. My mother, a teacher, can't leave, or she gets taxed wherever she moves, and a 7% tax to Illinois. That's a pension thing? So there you go. That's a reason to be stuck. Like I said, nothing personal, but that's the taker. If you're a taker, yeah, you're stuck. You got to take your, right, in this case, rightly owned pension benefits, whatever, but you're stuck because you're taking. But if you said my mom is there because she is a business owner, and then it wouldn't be she can't leave. It'd be like, you have to leave. What are you doing? Get the heck out of there. Ace says 2,030 shootings since January 1st. 2,000 shootings, which I don't even think that's the total number. They're not all reported or reported properly or whatever. And, you know, lots of those people are murdered. So, you know, downtown area and little areas in the loop or whatever, kind of nice. But, like, the west side, the south side, war zones, like the whole, you know, whatever. Another comment from Ace. Ace, I should have had you do this video. Ace says, it used to be the convention capital of the world. The unions and government corruption killed that. Now, I don't know if I go that far, but I do remember they used to have a lot of conventions. They built that whole McCormick Place, humongous convention center. The hotel I was in right near the airport is by the Donald Stevens Convention, so that place is huge in Rosemont. Like, yeah, they had a lot of conventions. I don't know about capital of the world, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But of course it can't be anymore. Like, who the heck? I'm sure a company crazy enough to have their biggest event, this is a tiny little thing, but if you had a big event there, you're getting taxed through the nose. I know from hosting lots of events there, anytime you're in the city of Chicago, we can't even roll in our own box of stuff. No, it's union, whatever. You can't touch your own stuff. You got to pay a union, whatever, massive amounts of money to unload your car and put your stuff out. What? It's ridiculous. Anyway, that's enough for today. I'm getting all depressed. I mean, I was so happy to be back here. Now I'm getting all depressed just thinking about Chicago. So today is Throwback Thursday. It's a throwback to being depressed. So here's the news, business owner. If you're ever depressed or disappointed or just miserable or unhappy or anything about wherever you are, doesn't have to be Chicago, like, good news. You're your own boss. You can relocate the company, can't you? You own it. I mean, if other companies can move out of Chicago, then you can too. So go ahead, do it, or whatever other city you're in. You know, life is too short, folks. You don't want to be shooting a throwback video to when you lived somewhere that was terrible and you stayed there. Like, you want to shoot one like this and say, I was there, it was terrible, I went back, was reminded how terrible, and scrambled the heck out of there. That's it for today for Throwback Thursday. Thank you, Ace, Jer Dog, Anyone else that was here live and all these comments is great. The likes, I appreciate it. And I'll be back tomorrow with Foundation Friday. For those that haven't been on a Foundation Friday before, I will just say it again, that is for newbies to the world of effective advertising, sales, marketing solutions for their business. So if you're an expert, tomorrow's a day off. Enjoy the Friday, and I'll be back with Success Stories Saturday. Look at those likes going across the screen. Love it. Jerdog is cracking up. Now, Jerdog is cracking up, not because I said anything. Jerdog's a professional comedian and a heck of a good one. So he must have said something himself to be cracking up, unless you're just laughing at me for the ridiculous negative Throwback Thursday. I just recorded and ranted here, and it's time to over and out. Have not been with my beautiful wife, Michelle, for 3 days here, so that's enough of you guys, nothing personal. But I'm out of here, and I'm going to be hanging out with my beautiful wife, Michelle, but I'll be back tomorrow with Foundation Friday. Thanks, Jerdog, Ace, and anyone else here, and I'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.